This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you all so much for tuning into today's episode of Senior Superlatives. Just a brief trigger warning that today's episode does contain discussions of eating disorders and mental health issues. Got the body of a goddess.
Oh.
Got eyes but a pecan brown. I see you, girl. Dropping low. She coming down from the ceiling to the flow. I'm really messing up the melody here. Yeah, she know what she doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She doing that right thing.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to get her over to my crib and do that night thing. Cause I'm in love with the stripper.
She rolling, she rolling, she rolling.
She climbing that pole. And I'm in love with a stripper. She tripping, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. I'm in love with a stripper.
That was
beautiful. That was really amazing. Honestly, those lyrics, like, got
it takes
eyes,
you there.
Butter pecan brown.
Yeah, he, like, knows who she's like a person.
That's, yeah, she is a person.
Like
she
a person.
This depth, soul, more than just a body.
No,
you know, because if you're looking at the eyes, that's huge. And you know what? He's leading with the eyes.
Yeah, he's like, I'm talking to another human being.
Well, actually, I take that back because in the verse above, he literally starts the song, "God damn, lil' mama, you know you thick as hell."
I can't recall.
So. That is, I'm in love with, well, it's I'm in love, parentheses.
With a stripper.
With a stripper. By none other than Titty Payne, T-Pain.
Tallahassee Boys.
And you're thinking, what year is it that we're listening to T-Pain? The year's 2008. And to get us kind of warmed up for our absolutely gorgeous episode today, I'm going to be reading a list. And you know, here on the podcast, we only like to use extremely reliable sources. You know, source material is very important. You know, we are the same year in high school. Obviously, you know, bibliographies were huge.
Oh, what was the sourcing? I always call it MTA, but it's not MTA.
Oh, like the style of sourcing? We can get into that.
Okay.
Because I forget. But I will say this very reliable source we're reading from today is called dailyorange.com.
Honestly, I am subscribed.
Okay. And this is going to provide us with our list of what's happening. Now, I don't want any of you guys writing in saying, Greta, you're so pretty.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, I
like,
get it. I know I'm stunning. Okay, so number one, just like we all know it, we all love it, Barack Obama won.
Yeah, Michelle Obama's husband.
Yeah, famously Michelle Obama's
Michelle
husband.
Michelle Yvonne Robinson Obama's husband.
Bo Obama's dad.
Yes.
Owner.
Bo Obama's mom's husband.
Yeah, exactly. Sarah Palin flops due to a fake. I don't know what that means.
Sarah Palin was a big
a big flop.
It's a big flop, but also like an SNL dream.
Yes, an SNL dream boat. Tina Fey's Palin impression.
Can you imagine just being an SNL writer that year and being like, dude, I have nothing to fucking say. And they just like, let's just watch some TV.
It's gold.
And then they're like, announcing the VP, whatever the fuck, for John McCain. Rest in peace, sorry.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin. And it's just like, what a gift.
You know, it's funny now, like when I think about all of the clowns that are in Congress and in Senate, like when I think about her, I'm like, oh, it's so absurd that it's like almost too absurd to be. It's like beyond comedy.
Do you remember when we were growing up, people were like, don't have so much corn syrup. What was it? Like corn syrup. I feel like she should be like the poster for like what could happen.
Like what happens
if you don't like eat your vegetables.
She has like corn syrup toxicity.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what makes her morphed into an evil, demonic.
Like if you leave a tampon in for too long.
Yeah, it's like TSS, but like you might CSS. Turn in.
Exactly.
Corn syrup syndrome.
Corn syrup syndrome.
You heard it here first, y'all.
Eat a fucking vegetable.
It's true. Michael Phelps kind of wins the Olympics, like hardcore.
After he hit a bong, I'm sure.
Yes. It said, amidst fanfare history and an overblown scandal, Michael Phelps wins 8 gold medals.
Do you remember why he started swimming?
No.
He had severe ADHD, and his mom was like, I have to get this kid tired. Like,
wow.
I need to, like, tire him out. Like, you know how some people, like, I was in summer camp every year from, like, if school was over, like, June 20th.
Yeah.
I was in summer camp, like, June 21st. My mom was like, absolutely not. So she used to put us in, like, sports camp in the day and then, like, arts camp late afternoon. So, like, when we got home, we were just, like, tuckered the fuck out.
Yeah, you have to be tuckering these kids out.
I was gonna compare it to puppies, but like honestly,
it is.
You know, so
it's like that relentless energy.
So the mom in like some interviews was like, and then he was like, good.
Yeah, that's a good mistake. You like force your son to swim to get tired, and then he's like the most prolific swimmer of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'm gonna just say two more because I desperately want to get into this conversation, and I love this because this is one that is on every list of 2008. Okay. But it's Twilight. But the quote is, vampires become cool again.
Oh, young adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, like vampires, to me, vampires never stop being sexy. Mm. Like they suck your blood. They're horny.
Yeah. What's that meme?
Which
one? There was a girl, I think it's a tweet, that this girl said, when I was like 11, I used to sleep with my bedroom window wide open, and my mom beat my ass because I thought I would invite Edward.
Yeah,
into
Edward
my
Cullen
bedroom.
To come and creep up.
I did not get into the vampire thing because I'm like, I grew up like with a heavily Catholic family, but not like weird Catholic, just the kind of thing where it's like manners and like wanting to be like a nice girl. We weren't like we love gay people, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like we weren't like fucking weirdos. And I think with vampires, I was like so, I remember when I was like 8 years old, this, I think he meant it like in a way where he was just like literally like reading the Bible and he's just talking to like 8 year olds. But he was like something about how the devil like loves impressionable young children, especially little girls. And I'm sure they meant it in a way where it's like temptation and like gossip.
Right.
But I took it as like, oh my God. The devil is like in love with me. Like he's obsessed with little girls. I'm literally
a little girl.
A little girl. I'm exactly his type. So, and then the idea of like not seeing like my parents one day in like heaven was like horrifying. And then I was obsessed with like movies. I still am, but as a little kid, I wanted to watch everything my parents had ever watch because of people pleasing syndrome. But Interview with a Vampire, like the idea that
the
like
best.
You die and you don't go to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
like,
freaked you out.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Edward. Like I, when people were like Team Jacob or Team Edward, I'm like, you still have a chance to go to heaven.
If you're a werewolf. Yeah.
It's like literally not your fault.
So Team Jacob all the way.
No, now it's Team Edward. A dog?
But where were we when we were Team Jacob? We were in Miami, Florida.
I was in Miami, Florida.
And who were we when we were Team Jacob? Can you believe? I haven't even introduced you.
Oh, yeah. What's up? My name's Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie is joining us on today's episode. No, we have Teffy Pessoa.
Hello. I am the Team Jacob fan club president.
You really are. We love Team Jake. Speaking of which, what was the vibes in high school? What was going on with you? You were in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, we don't know each other. This is an episode where I genuinely, we have never met.
Right.
I'm sure we have mutual friends.
Maybe seen each other in a dream.
We maybe seen each other. We definitely seen each other in a dream.
Yeah
but
for sure.
Like I have nothing to base off. I don't even know. I mean, I know your online persona.
Well, I'm super cool.
Yes.
And I feel like Kristen Wiig with like the little hands.
Yeah.
Oh, and Steve Bakel. I was born and raised in Miami. And so and in the Y2K era, so obviously I had a debilitating eating disorder because duh, please. And I went to a public high school for like 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like really caught up in the social aspect of it. I went to like this small charter art school in the middle of like a shopping center. Because
what
I was like flunking.
In the middle of a shopping center?
I think they were gonna like build out, but I was next to like my two favorite bars in like Coconut Grove, and it was called Academy of Arts and Minds. And fuck everybody that went there. You guys fucking suck. That's why I didn't show up to the reunion. Suck my whole asshole.
Ooh.
It was like 10 to 1 girls, and everybody in there was there's like two people in there that I. No, fuck all of you. It was like 60 fucking kids, and they just like all were such dickheads. And my mom was like, you know, you have to. I was like flunking pretty bad. I like had undiagnosed like ADHD, and then when I went to the school, it was a lot smaller, and I really wanted. I started like doing well, but because I didn't have any fucking friends. So then when I got home. I had a boyfriend at the time. Fuck you. But I got home and I was just like, I love pop culture. I love storytelling. And we lived in a time too where like gossip was changing. And we were like really starting to tap into storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Eat Through Hollywood stories.
Oh,
were
yeah.
Like the I love the 90s. Mm-hmm. I love the 2000s. And I loved like learning around the people around me. And I started writing a lot more. But the bullying just got to a point where it was like so fucking bad.
What would they do to you?
They would like write me notes in class and tell me like I should kill myself. And like everybody in the class would like sign it. Mind you, there's 60 kids in the whole fucking school. So all 5 of you signed it. Like, fuck you, Enrique. Like, you know what I mean? So it was just a really difficult time. But when I got out of there... And I graduated, and I spoke at my graduation.
So
like,
wait,
it was
you
like,
graduated from not the...
Not the school where I knew everybody.
Right.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Okay, cool.
And it was like an art school that I went to for like dance and like theater.
Cool.
And it was great. It was like those things were great, but the people there were like so like gross. Like it was just very... It was very catty. I think it was just like a very catty time in society.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... really focused on like school and like losing weight and like trying to like get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And like trying to figure out how it can be like as blonde as possible as soon as possible, obviously. And like I show up to like Aveda, like those like and they're like, we don't do bleach. I'm like, so how the fuck am I supposed to do this?
It's true, even though I gotta say that like eucalyptus scent they have in all of the Aveda salons.
Yeah.
It's kind of intoxicating.
My mom was like, it's a cheaper kiosk. I was like, you're a genius, MJ.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. But there were so many things about that time, too, that I look back and I'm like, why did I have... I was with that guy for, like, so long.
How long were you with your high school boyfriend for?
9 years. Almost
what?
9 years. Yeah, I was from 14 to, like, 22, 23.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Sucks.
Did you go to college?
I tried so hard. I tried, like, 4 times. I dropped out 4 times.
Well...
I just, like, burnt out. And what I said about, like, freedom,
mm-hmm.
I don't like just, like, deciding what to do. I love structure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to be, like, obviously... told what to do constantly, like I'm an adult, but I do love like a routine.
Sure.
Oh, like when people ask me what you have for breakfast yesterday, same thing I have for breakfast every fucking
what is it?
It's like a fruit bowl with some yogurt and like some eggs on the side and like a coffee, like a latte.
Yeah.
Love that. Or like sometimes when I want to be like really crazy,
yeah,
I'll get like an English muffin and put some almond butter on it.
Yum.
Crazy.
I'm a big breakfast person.
Love breakfast, but I'm not good at lunch, but I'm excellent at dinner.
I hate lunch. It's my least favorite meal.
You're interrupting me.
I know. It's the middle of everything. It's inconvenient. And I even felt that way in high school. Everyone like loved lunch in high school because it was like a free
period.
Because
they didn't eat
breakfast. It was a break. No, I also like... My version of dieting was thinking I was like skinny by eating half of a Kit Kat bar.
Of course.
And a vitamin water.
But that's literally the South Beach diet. That's literally it. Yeah. Well, in the mornings, what time did your high school start?
My high school started, I think at 8:15 was like our first class. But if you were not there by like 7:45, you were...
Like, asking for trouble.
Yeah.
No, my school started, my high both my high school started at like 7:25 a.m.
That's
Florida. Like, you start at 7:25 in the morning, so the bus picks you up at like 6:15.
It's cruel. The reason why like, kids need to sleep. I still cannot believe that.
So they're like starved. So like they're starved. And some kids work after school. So that's crazy.
It's such a long day.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, and they're also like athletes. So by lunchtime, kids are like fucking starving.
Yes.
Not me though. I was up and fucking no.
Really? You were even a breakfast person when you were that young?
Well, my mom and I and like my brother and my sister, I think middle school starts at 9. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Middle school starts at 9 a.m. in Florida.
Whoa.
I know. Go Carver. We were the Hornets. Of course, we are obsessed with that in middle school.
Love
we were
that. Like, go Hornets.
Horny Hornets.
That's good. Did you like middle school?
Yeah. It's so much more innocent. There's not like this like crazy pressure to be liked. You're just, well, I think it was maybe different for me because I went to an elementary school that you automatically went to this middle school. So, like, I knew everybody.
Right.
So, like, I don't have to, like, why would I want Mark to like me? I went to his birthday party in third grade. I know his mom.
Right.
Like, it's,
right,
like,
right.
Different.
It's, like, more like when you're here, you're a family type vibes.
I went to school at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was great. And, but then high school, for some reason, I think, like things like the OC and like things like the Hills or Laguna Beach and stuff, it like rotted our minds because Miami could not be more different. We have like a whole other set of like rules and values and like core values. Whenever I watch, so my mom's Colombian, my dad's Brazilian. Whenever I watch Steel Magnolias or like anything else like really Southern, it reminds me of like Colombian women or like Dynasty.
Mm.
Like very shady. It's like, oh my God, congratulations. I didn't know you could afford Prada shoes.
Right, right.
It's like so disgustingly shady, but like so C-wordy. Can you say that? Can I say
cunt?
That? Cunty.
Yeah.
It's like so cunty. I don't know. British people say it all the time. And then there was a point in New York. My first boss ever in New York was Kelly Catrone.
Oh my God.
So like she's the first person to ever call me
Icon.
A C-word. Your NDA is expired. Like go fuck yourself.
She would literally call you a cunt?
She'd be like, you're such a cunt. And it's like, I would be like, sick. And then
I had a friend that also worked for Kelly Catrone.
What's her name?
I was gonna say, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But it's interesting.
Emma Stone?
Yeah. Okay. My dear friend Reese Witherspoon worked for Kelly Catrone. She was interning for Kelly while shooting Cruel Intentions, fun fact, in the city.
With Evan.
She was planning, you know, Diddy's white party.
Yes.
And like
yeah, she wishes.
No, but I
mean, Kelly.
I think what I appreciate about how you are psychologically examining your high school experience is through this like lens of pop culture.
Of influence. It's
yeah.
Of influence, yeah.
It's like, and because like I felt like I constantly wanted to emulate movies and things that I
Where'd
saw.
You grow up?
I grew up in Washington, D.C.
Oh, cool.
So it's a very different. There are aspects of it. I just went back to D.C. a few weeks ago, and I realized.
So did I.
Really?
Yeah, one of my best friends lives in Bethesda.
Oh.
Hey, Chloe.
That's cute. Does she like it there?
Yeah, she loves it. She works to fight for indigenous rights and land rights.
That's beautiful.
And she's like, what's up with you? And I'm like, you stupid bitch.
I know. Whenever I have friends that like do serious things, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like,
I was like, did you know that Paris Hilton had her baby?
Yeah, it's my mind is also a dumpster of useless, absolutely useless pop culture information.
But what movie did you want to emulate?
Oh, I don't know. Like, there were so many things. Like, of course, I wanted to be like, I went through a phase of wanting to be like Penny Lane from
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. And we talked about this on the episode with Kate Berlant, where it's like that person, that archetype of being like this like free like bohemian girl was like something, or wanting to be like I don't know, like a sexy bad girl who is
the cool
like,
girl,
or I wanted to be like the broken like Jenna Malone type character from like Donnie Darko, like
yeah, like Jessica Alba, Dark Angel,
sure.
Oh, oh,
Jessica Alba, honey, like I can be your
Jessica
dance
Alba
choreographer.
Blue.
I was about to wait. What's her name?
Lil Jon.
Lauren. What's her name?
Conrad. Lauren from what movie?
No. Okay, I'm thinking of my wonderful friend Lo Bosworth, who is famously on Laguna Beach. But I was thinking of Bosworth, Kate Bosworth.
Oh, Kate Bosworth.
Kate Bosworth, Blue Crush.
Who's engaged to Justin Long.
Who's engaged to Justin Long.
So weird. I thought it was going to be Drew Barrymore for a while. I was like, what are you talking about?
But yeah, I had all of those like movies in my head. And I was like, why is high school not like any of this? So yeah. Did you feel like there was something you were trying to emulate through your high school cultural experience?
For sure. When I got to middle school, I was like, what the fuck do you mean there are no lockers?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I mean, that was huge. Like, cubbies? Huge. Are you fucking kidding me?
How is somebody going to leave me a love note or a death threat?
Or how am I going to angrily slam my locker shut, turn around and walk away?
We had cell phones to clock, though. Yeah, I miss that every day.
That is true.
When I would hang up on my mom and call her back, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. I think I grew up in a time where, like, we grew up in a time where there was like this heavy fixation on being the skinny, white, rich, mean girl. Like Regina George is obviously like taken from Nicole in Paris. Like there's so many like umbrellas from that. Or like Misha Barton is like the wounded, white, rich girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I was somebody who was from a normal, middle class, single parent home who like we had... I don't know if you have any, like, if you ever got to, like, a Latin party, but, like, you get really dressed up to hang out in the living room all night.
Mm-hmm, and it's which is great.
The shit, you know. But I'd lived a completely different life, and I grew up in real life knowing, especially being in a city that's Latin-focused, some of the wealthiest people I know are Latin, but then I'd watch TV, and the people who are having parties in their living room and speaking Spanish were, like, people's, like, maids.
Right.
And it was weird to me. And like they were the people who were like this Jessica Rabbit type or this like person like swallowing like cocaine balloons. And I don't know anybody like that.
Like Maria Full of Grace.
Yeah. That movie. My mom made me watch that movie.
Fucked me up.
And that was very much like my mom came over in the 80s and that was very much not part of her reality, but part of like what she saw on the news and stuff like that. And probably a big reason why she came over to the United States in the 80s and stuff like that. But like there are certain caricatures of who you might be on TV that I did not realize looking back that I was like participating in some weird kind of erasure where I was like trying to fit in all the time, even when people weren't looking. And then I was going to school and I was like, why don't you bitches fucking like me? Like, fuck off, you know? And I tried to like even like befriend them later on in my life. And sucky people just suck. I think that's something I've been trying to figure out how to say on my social media platforms, like make a video about it. But I don't know how to say that too. Like there are some people in high school that are like mean and sad and you might get a message from them later on in life and they're like, hey, I worked that shit out and then I was terrible. I want to say that's a fantasy and a fallacy. I've never gotten any of those messages.
Me either, honey. And guess what? I say it once, I'll say it again on this podcast. Number's still the same.
Yeah. Like
I'll change it soon.
My sixth grade crush could call me right now.
Yes. You know? I know you have my number, honey. Don't be bashful. You can still call and apologize.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Is like the one person that I miss the most from high school was like my friend's mom, and I still follow her on Instagram. I'm like, you're killing it. Hot as fuck. My mom and I are like, she birthed a demon. She's the nicest lady in the world.
So were the girls, was it specifically girls that were mean to you in high school?
Yeah, of course. But some of them were also like, I can't, at the same time, I did the series on Amy Winehouse, right? And I was talking about how I like stopped at one point and I was like, I want to like remind everybody when I'm talking about this guy, Blake, who like fucked her over, he's 22.
Yeah.
Like he's a baby. Mm-hmm. So like I can't stand up here and like villainize 16-year-old girls.
Of course, you know? Of course. And like again, all of this is dealing with context, right?
Yeah.
Like
so in this mind that this like stage that I have in my mind, that's another thing that pissed me off. None of those plays looked like the plays they put on TV.
Oh, I know.
What the fuck?
Because it's all so fucking budget in real life.
Fuck you.
Like when you see the plays on TV, you're like, oh, this play is actually being set designed by like a real set designer.
Stepmom?
And budget. Yeah.
Stepmom when the kid's the turkey.
Yes.
I would have given my two front adult teeth Yeah. To be part of that fucking play.
I mean, all of the plays, like when I think about the Addams Family,
oh,
the scene when little tiny Christina Ricci, when Pugsley and mm-hmm. Wednesday are sword fighting mm-hmm. and then they slice each other's limbs off and the blood sprays everywhere. So I'm good. Like, it's so good.
What does she say? Okay, we're going to do swimming lessons or whatever. Who wants to participate? And she goes, the blonde girl goes, I'll be the victim. And Wednesday goes, all your life.
Oh,
that is such.
Here's my question. Do you think that idolizing like the skinny, like how we grew up, like in our time, all of the pop girls were rod thin, like everyone, it was inevitable. Even the boys were fucking tiny, tiny skinny.
Yeah.
I feel like we're retreating back to that right now.
In a different way, though, because something that really fucked me up too was like the skinny white rich girls, they were mainly quiet.
Right.
They never stuck up for anybody.
Were those the girls that were bullying you?
No. I mean on TV.
Oh.
No. Please.
I'm curious because I feel like so many of my friends that grew up in Miami, all of my friends that grew up in Miami, they're all Cuban.
I'm not Cuban.
I know.
Yeah, but
you've previously stated you're Brazilian and Colombian. Yeah, honey. I'm fully listening to the convo. I'm tuned in.
I'm not Cuban, but when I go to Colombia and I speak Spanish, they do ask me if I'm Cuban, which I think is so funny.
Well, that's a nice compliment. One of my best friends is Cuban, and she's absolutely lovely
incredible.
Inside and out.
No, and whenever I do interviews about like Latindad or whatever, like Latin heritage, I'm like, Miami is a place where anybody that's driven me home, taught me to play a sport, made sure I was eating at school, taught me how to read, how to count, listened to me, whatever. It was probably Cuban.
There you go.
It was probably a Cuban person. So I think the people that were like bullying me, I was really nice. I think I was too nice. And I come from a home where like my mom was like, I don't care. And her and I have talked about it later. She was like, I just never expected it to get that bad. But she was like, I don't care if they punch you, you don't punch back. I would be so embarrassed if you got into a fight.
Yeah.
So I was quiet. Mm. I was quiet and I would walk away because to embarrass your mom, like my mom who works like a dog, like who now is like so successful, but like I remember her being in the trenches about it. Like to embarrass your mom or like even worse, your grandparents. Like,
terrible.
Fucking kill me. And so I think I was just like an easy target. And and have you ever told like a boyfriend, do not fucking fart. Do not fucking fart around me in front of your friends because then they think that they can fart. Or like, don't fucking, or like,
what?
You've never done that? I've had to tell boyfriends that. Do not fucking fart because then your boyfriends, literally. Because
then him farting is going to let his friends know it's the way cool that to you fart let, in front of you.
Exactly. Like the way that you let people, one person treat you in public, everybody thinks they have permission to do that. So I think that's what happened. And I got into the point where people were being friends with me in private and like calling me for like homework help, but then I go to school, and I think like the saddest thing that ever happened to me was I very obviously had an eating disorder, like I was very thin, and like they started calling me the Geico Gecko because my head was so big, and it's true, it really was. I let the frame
really
get a little out of control.
Sad.
It was a little my head looked a little heavy. I see it now. I look back and I'm like, oh my god. But they started throwing food at me, telling me to eat it, you know, and that was like really, really hard. But I got up and I went to go eat lunch with the teacher and I didn't cry or anything. And I look back and I'm like, that's what the fuck I thought. Like that to me is better, because what was I going to do? Act like the fucking like King Kong on top of the Empire State Building. Like what was I going to do?
I mean, that's so.
But they can never
awful.
Say those stupid bitches can never say that I was mean to them back.
Right, right, right.
They can never say that I was disrespectful, that I put a hand on them.
So you feel at peace with your decision to be more passive in the situation.
However, now I have a problem that I've been avoiding my therapist calls, but I have a problem where now I cannot shut my mouth for anything. And I don't know what it's like in LA, but in Miami there is a road rage. There's a problem.
Yeah, there's a raid roach problem.
We're like, you should not mouth off to people. just because you fucking can. I think maybe in New York, maybe a little more.
There's a lot of road rage here. Like, I'm scared. My sister has such bad road rage.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, you motherfucker! Like, she'll be someone that will, like, slam on some hood of someone's car. Yeah. And I say to her, and my mom used to say this to her, like, honey, someone
is going to
fucking kill you.
My grandfather had really, really bad road rage, and he used to drive me a lot to high school and back, and he would, like, the only pop culture song he ever loved, so he loved, like, Frank Sinatra and stuff, but the only song he loved was Britney Spears, Every Time. He loves.
Every time I try to fly, I fall without my wings. I feel so small.
Small.
Guess I need you, baby. Wow, that's a beautiful song.
He loved it. He was somebody who pretended not to speak English till I was 15 so he could listen to my phone calls. He got his MBA at Cornell. So, he's so annoying. What's your deal, Carlos? Love you.
Is he still alive?
No. He passed. Aww. But he's. My family and I like to joke that he was so obsessed with us that he knew he wouldn't be able to have an eye on us like he wanted to. So he had to like peace out for a second.
Yeah. So now he can see you all the time. He's right here, probably.
When I was like, I went to Miami to drive a race car. Not to drive a race car. I was in Miami and I drove a race car because I was there with Red Bull. And they were like, come on, just do it. And I could feel him like Edward when she's on the motorcycle.
There you go. That's your Edward moment. It's coming full circle.
But I can be in like, esta estúpida huevona que hace.
This time, you know. Edward's your grandpa, honey.
That's just the way I... That's just the cards I was dealt. But yeah, I feel like now if I were to see those girls, I think that they would, there are things that I think they hope I've forgotten. Mm. Like if they saw me, they'd be like, well, she knows time has passed. And that's
right. True. Right.
I would never ever treat somebody like a shithole because of something that they did when they were 16.
Right.
But my mom has this saying that she used to say to me when I would be like, well, so-and-so invited me to her house. And she's like, you really want to be friends with that girl after you knew how mean they are capable of being, even if it's not to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. I went. I went. I was like, you're so right. Abuelito.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you, were you drinking and doing drugs in high school?
No.
None?
No.
Because that's another thing.
I was fucking my brains out, though. I remember.
You're having sex with your boyfriend of 900 years.
Yeah.
How did you meet that boyfriend?
In biology class.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just.
Having
like,
sex.
I was fucking a lot.
Okay, see, this is refreshing for me.
And Planned Parenthood gave me free birth control when I was 15.
There you go. I was also a very sexually active high schooler. And I say it on the pod all the time. High school sex is bad. If you think you're having like mind-blowing, amazing, awesome sex, you're not.
No. I think I slept with him shortly after like one of our... When I was like already like not in love with him anymore. And I was like...
Yeah. Gross. It becomes upsetting.
Like, I'm here. Like,
yeah.
Like, crazy. Like, I was just like, I think I was just like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Sorry to say that word, ladies.
No, it's true. You're like a little fuck doll.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like.
Laying there.
Yeah, it sucks.
I used to have sex with one of my high school boyfriends before school at like 6:45 in the morning.
I was eating breakfast like a night.
Yeah, isn't that absolutely demonic? At like 6:45 in the morning, I was like pretending. I was like,
in a car?
No, in his house. Actually, I wasn't moaning at all. I would be quiet because his parents were still there. Yeah, I'd be like, ugh, and gross. Then ew, that just made me feel so gross.
And then you just like walk away. Did you ever get a UTI?
Oh my God, yeah.
My mom's like, it sounds like you have newlyweds disease. I'm like, you sound like the mom in fucking Carrie.
What's newlyweds disease? Is that a UTI?
Yeah, it's a UTI. It's what, but it's like something obviously she heard in like the 70s.
Yeah, sure.
They call it newlyweds disease. I'm like, I'm pretty sure nobody fucking calls it that.
I remember I had one of the worst UTIs of my life during French class. Mm-hmm. I was such a bad student. I would fall asleep all the time. And my way to like try and wake myself up as I would go to the bathroom in the middle of class and like splash my face with cold water to be like, stay up, Greta, like just fucking try. I swear I'm like narcoleptic.
I can feel the UTI as you're talking.
And you know what I mean? I went to the bathroom and I was in so much pain. Yeah. And like, you know, classes,
and the bloat hurts too. It sucks.
And I was peeing blood and I was like crying.
Bad news bears.
And I remember in this French class, I had to get up like so many times. And classes were only 45 minutes long. Yeah. But they felt like 900 hours.
Sorry.
Eternity. Uh-huh. They felt like eternity. And my French teacher just kept on being like, is it that boring that you need to get up like every 10 minutes? And I was like, I'm peeing blood.
I'm literally pissing blood. Ugh. I'm pissing. That's not like cool slang. That's so crazy. For me, I would last like... I didn't want to tell my mom because there was a point where, we call them UTIs, UTIs.
Yeah.
So much so that when I got signed to UTA, my mom told everybody she got signed to UTI. And I said, you almost got it there, babe. We call it UTIs. And I was like, I've been getting an UTI like once a month for a while. My mom's going to know that I'm fucking. My mom found my birth control. How Y2K is this? My mom found my birth control in my Juicy Couture velvet bag.
That's good. What color was the bag?
Black and white. It was like
the black, the, like velour with like the white
bow and like the stitching. Cute. Yeah, it was really, really cute. And my mom my boyfriend got it for me for Christmas. And my mom was like, I love that purse. Can I take it to my business trip? Like she goes to Colombia back and forth. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And she's like, okay, I'm just going to leave everything
in the bag on the counter.
On your bed. And I was watching TV and I heard, Stephanie! And I was like, and it just hit me, you know? And she's like, who gave you this? And I was like, oh, I went to Planned Parenthood with so-and-so, with evil monster Voldemort boy. Oh. And she was like, no daughter of mine is going to get some cheap off-brand birth control. So she took me the next, she was like, one, I'm glad you're being safe. Two, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, and I
was
like, wanted you to be on that designer.
No, she was like, what are you doing having sex? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I like moved like my side bang. I'm like, whoa, my God. She's like, are you cutting your own hair again? I'm like, what? And she's like, so she took me to the gyno like the next week and got me birth control. And she was like, you know, she's like,
grudgingly.
She's like, thank God I got you that HPV shot, like in the lobby. I was like, oh my God.
Also, the chokehold that Gardasil 3 shot.
My mom is so pro vax.
Our generation.
None of my other fucking friends and none of her friends' kids got it.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people. I remember like when I went to college, I think they asked if I got the HPV vaccine. Is that true? Yeah, they would ask that.
I don't remember, but my mom, like last week, she's like, I think we saw an SNL skit about it.
About Gardasil?
Or like HPV. I don't think they called it by name, but my mom was like, she paused it. She's like, you know how much shit I got from my friends for giving all three of you the HPV shit? And I was like, really? And she's like, guess whose kids have HPV? And I said, they told you that. And I'm like, what are you telling them about me?
That's so funny.
She's like, what about your UTIs? I was like, it's a problem. I should go to a doctor. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm also obsessed. Like, when you have kids, You have so much gossip to tell your friends.
I don't even know if I want kids if not for that.
Of course. I mean, it's that's like the main reason to have kids is to talk about your kids behind their back.
I need to tell you something. That's yes. One of the biggest fights that me and my mom have ever gotten to. I was like 18 and I failed my driver's test 3 times. I got it on the 4th time because my dear sweet abuelito, Carlo Vanegas, May you rest in power. He went with me to this fucking, I think the DMV was like this size of here, but it was on Calle Ocho, like in Little Havana, like an abandoned one. I think there was like iguanas everywhere, tumbleweeds. And he walked in, he slipped him a 20 and he's like, just give her the fucking license.
There you go.
Can I say, well, yeah, it's expired. It expired 2 years ago. I don't have a fucking license anymore.
Do you live here?
No, I live in Brooklyn, and okay. I have a place in Miami. So
okay, so you
forth.
Don't need a license.
No.
Because here, I'm like, honey.
No.
Yeah, no. My friends that live here, no license. I'm like, Godspeed.
I don't know how they do that. It also, I miss getting in my car after my shift at work, wherever, and turning on the music and smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke anymore.
I know. Yeah. I miss smoking cigarettes, too.
I miss it.
Tevi hates it when we talk about cigarettes on the show.
I have spent so much money on Marlboro Lights.
Oh, yeah.
So in Miami, what they would do is, do you remember those 50s movies, like Goodfellas, that the woman walks around with like the tray of, we call them grits in Miami.
Grits?
With a T.
Grits.
Cigarettes. Like, so we would hear Southern people say it. So we say it. Like, they would have like a tray full of grits and like, or squares.
Yeah.
And if you got your ID, you got it's like BOGO.
That's
and they would swipe
really
it. So Marlboro would have all of your information and they'd send you coupons. I spent so much money that every year to this day, they send my mom on my birthday, like to my mother's house for me, a birthday present. They've sent me Pandora bracelets, Ray-Ban glasses. That's how much fucking money. And my mom will come.
Really?
She'll come visit me. Yeah, we can call my mom and ask her. Like, she's like, and my mom will come visit me with like new glasses or like.
Wait, Marlboro is still gifting you?
Yeah, every year on my birthday.
When did you quit
my
smoking?
My original sponsor, my first ambassadorship. No,
yeah.
I must have spent so much cash. My mom would come and she's like my glasses. She'd like tap the lens. She's like, guess who sent them to you?
Marlboro.
I'm like, who? And she's like, Marlboro. And she's like, they're honestly very cute. I gave another pair to your aunt. Like,
that's so funny.
How fucking crazy is that?
Well, I was always, and then I know we need to get to the high school guidance counselor's office, and we're going to be running over to that little room in a second. But do you remember Camel Bucks?
Of course I do. I smoked Camel number 9s because they were pink.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're so fucking cute.
I was a Parliament Light girl, okay,
a crackhead couture.
Yeah, it's giving a little cocaine in the filter. Just kidding.
I love it. No.
But I remember like Camel Bucks, seeing all of the shit you could buy.
It was
like,
an arcade. It was a cigarette arcade.
It was crazy.
It was amazing.
When did you quit smoking?
When I learned about Juul. It's crazy. I was gonna make a joke when we were talking about lunch, when we were like, I'm great at breakfast, I'm horrible at lunch. I was like, why would I eat lunch? I have my vape. But that's a terrible joke.
No, I mean,
not
that
a good
was
joke.
In high school, exactly. It was, I'm going to the smoking alley, because there was like an alley next to my high school where everyone that smoked cigarettes would go. Smoke cigarettes and eat my little Kit Kat and call it a goddamn day.
I remember the first time I heard Bedrock with Nicki Minaj. And it was like the first time Nicki Minaj was like on the radio. I was outside the Circle K next to Coral Gables Senior High. Even though I was an adult, it just happened to stop by there.
Why not?
And
check
I
in.
Was smoking in my Honda Civic that I called Pearl.
Love it.
Princess Pearl, because she was white. And I got her my high school
graduation.
And I remember listening, I'm like, this bitch can really fucking rap. I really
like her. I can make your bed rock.
Pussy and your sideburns. I said, what? She said, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, there's that fucking Honda Civic has seen war.
Yeah.
War.
It's nice.
Thank you.
It's nice when a car has seen war.
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, my goodness. Are we in the high school guidance counselor's office?
I'm smoking cigarettes. Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, yes, we are. That would, that's a good thing. Maybe on today's episode, the high school guidance counselor is going to fake smoke a cigarette.
Hello.
When my mom was trying to quit smoking, they told her that if you did like this, like the action of smoking, it would like help. And my mom was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That is.
To just be like, if anything, it makes you want one.
I need a little tingle. I need my ears to pop.
Oh, you know what was a really slutty cigarette? And then I'm really going to stop this conversation.
Capris.
Capris Bitch Six, but also Camel Crushes.
Oh my God. People were like, you're smoking fiberglass. And I said, it's delicious.
Babe, the last time I had a Camel Crush, let me just say, an ambulance got called for me. Okay? I'm going to end it there.
The last time I smoked weed, I got into a strip club and I asked the person giving me, I asked Galaxy to call the ambulance.
Yeah. There you go. Now, in the high school guidance counselor's office, we get to use this time where you get to rectify a wrongdoing of your high school past. You can say fuck you to someone. You can apologize to someone. You can do both. And then after we talk about it, you never have to think about it again.
In high school, does it have to be like in school or just I was that age?
It can just be that age.
Huh. I think when I was in high school, I wish my mom was here because I'm like, I can't think of anything. My mom would belly laugh. Probably.
I feel like we've already given hearty fuck yous throughout the episode to your gaggle of girl bullies.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys ever have a bad day, no, I prayed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's beyond like a fuck you. I think a wrong of mine would be, growing out that fucking haircut.
Mm.
I think I actually have my MySpace photo on my phone where I would just be bored. And my mom had like sewing scissors, like those tiny ones with the orange handles. And I would just snip away. And
scissors?
And I remember thinking, like listening to Cobra Starship, there's this one line that I was thinking of when I walked in here. It's like, if your boyfriend's got beef, I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. Like that, I would like listen to that shit and be like here and like Leighton Meester on the fucking track and stuff. I would cut that up and I remember.
Not Leighton Meester on the track.
Leighton Meester on the track. And I picture, like, I see the Blake Lively and her on Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I was like, those are the sexiest fucking people I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. I remember my mom took me to Portfolio Salon on Miracle Mile that I think it's still there in Coral Gables. And he was like, oh my God, what happened? And I was like, I cut my own hair. It took me, I want to say 5 years to grow that bitch out. And I want to say to past me, I'm so fucking sorry. I thought you were so fucking cool. I also burned so many holes from cigarettes in my fucking Honda Civic's roof that when my mom returned it, they thought that I was like in a car accident or something.
Oh my God, because it was like full Swiss cheese.
So bad.
It was like a mesh.
Like
top.
Something had attacked me.
Oh my God, like, yeah. And you're like,
yeah. I think that's something that I would like to let go of because my mom was like, do you know how much they charge me? And I don't even remember. I think I repressed it. Like I call it my French press.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I will say we all have those things in high school where like, if you are lucky enough to have a parent that, you know, helps support you and like takes care of things for you, when you look back and you're like, oh, I was such a little shit.
I was an asshole.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I don't have a defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin one time had a Jeep Wrangler and knocked her side view mirror off.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I actually think this is like so, this is how dumb you are in high school, but how smart you think you are. She took duct tape and duct taped the mirror back on and then spent like the whole, she woke up at like 4:30 in the morning to black Sharpie it to
she
match.
She was so terrified of her parents.
Yeah.
She was so terrified.
And like, it was like, obviously it looked like shit. Like,
yes, I can see it.
So
it looks
noticeable.
Like Doodle Bob. Yeah. Like SpongeBob Doodle Bob. Yes.
And it's like doing a bunch of shit like that, thinking that, well, I iconically barfed out of my own car window. My friend had to drive because I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I barfed out the window while we were driving. And I was like, oh, my parents aren't going to notice. And then the next morning, there's fucking barf, like ocean sprayed on the side of the goddamn car.
I was so hungover once, like in college, my mom was like, I'm not cleaning the vomit off. Like, I'm not cleaning it off. I'm like, please. And I left it on there for like 3 days.
Ugh.
I could not. I was so fucking hungover. But I used to drink Blue Long Islands.
Mm.
And
was that with Hypnotic in it?
Absolutely. Mommy's Choice. Like, I loved that shit.
I like low-key do love Hypnotic.
If it doesn't taste, if I wouldn't, my rule with alcohol is if I wouldn't drink it on a cruise, it's not good.
Yeah, there you go.
Miami's everywhere I go, baby.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Also, I want to say there was this teacher that I had that she stopped me one day in the halls and she was like, I used to look like you when I was your age. And I said, okay. And she goes, enjoy it while you have it now.
Wow.
And I was
haunting.
Like, you are such a fuck. And I look, and I still fit into my prom dress, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to get to that momentarily. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Fuck, teachers do damage.
Not well, but
I'm here to say, I'm here to say teachers cause damage. I love the teacher girl.
No, 99% of the teachers
show.
That I have are amazing. 99%
yes,
were great.
But it's when you two. Have that one or two, bone chilling. Yeah.
My dance teacher like changed my life. I had a biology teacher that was like so insistent on climate change. Like she 1000% absolutely sparked some passion in some kids that are now scientists today that I went to school with. Like the PE teacher that I had was like the first person. I won the athletics award in my like school or whatever.
Oh my God.
She was so encouraging, but I did have.
What sport did you play?
I played everything. I was a runner and a dancer, but I also like loved flag football. Like I would watch like the LeBron, the Michael Jordan, like anything you can do, I can do better with Mia United
Mia
States.
Ham.
Mm-hmm. God, she was hot.
Pop that top.
Hot. Yes, I had some teachers that were like,
great.
Does your mom know that you're stupid?
Right.
I'm like, yes. I literally have my car's a Swiss cheese.
Yeah. I will say on last episode, I gave a fuck you to my AP US, oh no, my AP European history teacher.
What did she say?
Oh, he was a fucking raging dick who was mean to literally everyone and would just make you feel, it felt like he was taking you into town square and having everyone be like,
shame.
Boo. Yeah,
shame.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I would like to say thank you. Shout out to Bill George, my evolutionary biology teacher, who really, he had me thinking I could be a fucking biologist for a minute.
Those teachers
definitely
are the
couldn't be,
fucking best.
But he made me feel like I could.
Do you remember those moments in school where like, oh my God, I get it.
Yeah.
Those moments.
Amazing.
Like, those teachers that like sat with you. Like there was a moment, I remember the first time I got an A on a physics exam.
Huge
fucking deal. Even if, not even an exam, I think it was a pop quiz. The way that teacher jumped up and down for me.
So exciting.
It made me kind of nervous. I'm like, oh, he really didn't think I could do it.
No, but by the way, I've never gotten an A in physics in my life.
But that moment, those moments where you're like, I didn't.
It's impactful.
It is impactful.
Especially when you're young.
But then like my fifth grade teacher.
Yeah.
Was one of the meanest fucking people I've ever met. And she's the reason that I tell people, listen, if you don't like kids or if you have a really low level of like patience, like if you're an impatient person, don't go into teaching.
Yeah.
Don't do it. There's a million other things you can do.
Yeah.
If you want to be like a mentor to somebody,
right.
If you want to be like a life coach to somebody, if you want to be a tutor, even like whatever, but all day long with kids, like you have no idea how you impact kids, you
None.
Know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I look back too and I'm like, I'm so happy. I was so oblivious, but I don't think that other teacher liked me. I'm like, I look back and I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
it could have been
know. Whatever.
If you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
I think it would probably be like, I think the advice would be, it's totally cool that like you don't need to be friends with these people, so like don't sweat it. You know what I mean? Like these aren't people that are gonna like change your life,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
I think it wouldn't be to change anything, but it would be like, nobody gives a fuck about these people. Like the only people that give a fuck about these people are going to be people who are just like them.
Yeah.
And you guys don't vibe and they're gonna do their things. Like one of them I think is like, one of the people that I went to school with is like, a nurse, just baby, like good.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic life or whatever, but like you don't have anything in common. This isn't gonna like affect you. So just put your head down and like work and you graduate in like 6 fucking months. Who cares?
Yeah.
There are some people that are being bullied in like Kansas City right now. Mm-hmm. You're in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, you're fine.
Yeah, I can think of a lot worse places to be bullied than Miami. Did you go to the beach a lot?
I did.
That's nice.
I went to the beach a lot. Yeah.
I love that. I like it when my friends that grow up in beach towns actually go to the beach. Because I have some friends that are like, I grew up in Laguna and I fucking hated the beach and I never went.
No, I loved the beach. I loved it. But I also would go a lot with like my mom. So it wasn't like, I didn't grow up like drinking at the beach.
Right. It wasn't, you know, like, let's hop in the Jeep and go to the beach. Like, no. That scene and She's All That.
Oh my God. No. Wait. And She's All That. I think that's, I can't believe you said that. I think, and is it She's All That where she, that I think that's the first time I heard the word bulimic. When really? The blonde girl, is it that blonde girl?
Oh.
She's like becomes popular. Yeah. She's like, I used to be fat and have brown hair. Is it She's All That when they're sitting at the rocks by like a waterfall? Do you know what I'm talking about? With Freddie Prinze Jr.
Wait, rocks by, yeah, with Freddie Prinze Jr., rocks by a waterfall.
They're like sitting down, or is it the, at the beach maybe where they're like, she's like, she's telling you, like, I used to be a loser.
Oh, maybe.
And she's like, then I got bulimia and I lost 15 pounds and now I'm popular. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Huh.
That was like the first.
We'll look it up.
Oh, my God.
You and this mic are in a fight.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Did you go to your prom?
Yeah, I went to my prom and my ex-boyfriend's prom.
Wow. What did you wear?
The receptionist at the high school was also a seamstress, so I had them made.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Were you just homies with her?
I was homies with her, but I think it's a little weird because I was 17 and she was like 25, and we would hang out.
Well,
that is weird.
You know,
and she would tell me about like her boyfriend and like, and I was like, yeah. Like, Did I watch Girls? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Do you remember that few episodes when Hannah Horvath, Lena Dunham, becomes friends with Maude Apatow?
I think so. And like,
she's like taking Maude to go and get like piercings, and they're talking about boy drama, and then Maude Apatow's finally like, you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're weird and you're sad. Why are you friends with me? It's very that.
It is. And she was very, very lonely. And she was also like, I look back, she was like dating this like cop.
Oh.
And she would say things to me that I think she was like trying to find out if they were abusive.
Oh.
She'd be like, yeah, he's like really mean to me. And I'm like, that sounds so shit. You should live journal about it. Like, I just like did not know.
You should pop it on your live journal, hun.
I was like 17. I had no idea. I'm like, let's talk about it on AIM later. Like, yeah. I don't know. Or she's like, oh, that guy on your Facebook album. Like, I didn't have like, but I think she was like trying to like, she didn't have any adults to talk about it. And I feel so bad. But she made both of
But she killed it with your dresses.
We went to a fabric store on 8th Street across the Marlin. The Florida Marlins uniform store, because we have one of those.
What did they look like? What was the inspiration?
Ice skating. I was really into ice skating. I love Michelle Kwan. If I saw her, I think I'd start crying.
Michelle Kwan's amazing.
Yeah, so they were like little ice skating dresses, like to the floor, but they had like the halter with like the small.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I loved it. And
what colors?
Blue, green, and white. Both of them.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Did you have fun at prom?
I even did like the low pony.
Cute.
I didn't have fun at prom. I didn't.
You did
not? I didn't
not.
Have a good prom, no. I had one of those boyfriends that was eternally in a bad mood. He was a drag where I had to be like, please, please, please.
Let's just please have fun.
Yeah, and he was like cheating on me like he was paid to do it too. So I was like, why aren't these girls nice to me because I went to his school first and then I left. And I was like, I thought, I'm going to make up a name. Like, I thought Susan liked me.
But Susan was really fucking off.
Yeah, my boyfriend. Yeah, yeah, and poorly probably.
Scandal. But did you know about this when it was happening?
No, I found out years later. You know, I found out years later
when you were in your early 20s.
Early 20s. Yeah, I found out years later, and honestly, at the same time, I was like so relieved because when I was 19, I went to live, and I made out with this guy on a Saturday night, and he was eating me. Alive, because I was like, how could I have done that?
Yeah.
When people ask me recently, I was like with one of my really good friends that I grew up with, and somebody asked me like, have you ever cheated on a boyfriend? And I said yes, and my friend was like, shut the fuck up. She was 19 and she kissed a guy at a club while her boyfriend was definitely bending another bitch over.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was still wrong of me. Like, I, like, couldn't.
But now you're released of your shame.
When I found that out, I was like, you're such a piece of shit. I slipped some dude tongue in 2009.
At Live, no less.
At Live on a Saturday. And I went because you couldn't get in.
At the
you
Fountain Blue.
Ugly, cankled bitch.
There you go. Yeah. Still can't get into this day.
It's probably still has cankles.
Gosh, and our
cankles are fine. I'm not body shaming. It's just his cankles.
No,
okay,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, our last question of the pod. I can't believe we're already done with this stunning, perfect conversation. I hate it too.
Mm-hmm.
Is did you have a senior superlative?
I did. And you want to hear what's so fucked up about it?
What?
Now that I've talked about my ED a million times, it was most healthy.
What?
It was most healthy. And it was a, like a picture of me. And then under it, it said, always has a handful of almonds on her. Almonds and raisins.
That is.
And I look back
so
and I'm like. Like
hard.
Most healthy. I was like, yeah.
But that's also
so Y2K.
Telling. Yes, it's so telling of the time where they're like emaciated girl that has emotional issues and is like struggling. And we call the gecko Geico.
Geico gecko. Yeah. Fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Most healthy. When you said this, did you have a superlative? And I was like, I actually had one. I was like, I have to keep the joke at the front so I can bring it back.
Wow. Because
it's my mom and I die about it. Die.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I can send you my high school picture.
We're going to need to see high school pics. I'm dying to see high school pics. I want to see the dresses that this seamstress sad receptionist put together.
Mm-hmm. Are you
okay? I want to see pics of the juicy bag.
Oh my God. I definitely have that.
Were you smoking cigarettes in high school? Yes.
I started when I was like 15. Yeah.
I want to see pics of you smoking cigs in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see pics in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I'm envisioning you wearing, like, I didn't even get to talk to you about your personal style in high school.
Oh, I think I definitely have photos.
Well.
I'll show it to you. But, yeah.
We're
going to
need to see.
It was definitely indie sleaze.
Love indie sleaze.
Like, American Apparel. Fuck me.
Well, yeah. It is, you know.
Sorry.
It is cutting the bangs mm-hmm. to Cobra Starship.
Yeah.
Love that.
If your boyfriend's got beef.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on my show and sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me on your counselor's couch.
I had the time of my life.
So did I.
Where can all of my gorgeous listeners find you and follow you? Even though I'm sure they probably already do.
In your dreams.
Yeah.
Hello, Teffy. Everywhere. And on the YouTube.
I love YouTube. I ride for YouTube.
Is TV dead?
Yeah. Well, it's been dead.
Yeah.
To me, like, I was not a YouTuber. I mean, I'm not a YouTuber. I don't post on YouTube. But I started intaking YouTube over COVID, like, during the pandemic. And I was like, oh, YouTube is the fucking girl.
It took me a while. Like, I saw how people were doing their eyebrows in 2016. Yeah. I said, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait. And now I'm, like, in it.
Now you're a tuber.
Now I'm tubing left and right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Well, thank you to everyone for listening to my absolutely perfect, iconic, wonderful podcast. Please only leave us positive reviews. Please write. And we didn't have time today to read a classmate's corner, but please write us in.
Yeah, do it.
SeniorSuperlativesPod@gmail.com, honey. It's really not hard. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends listening to the show. Tell your parents listening to the show. And you can come and see me live June 19th and 20th at the Elysian Theater here in Los Angeles. And then you can also see me in New York City July 27th at Littlefield. And then if you're in Scotland.
That's my dream.
Really?
Well, to go to Scotland. Come. Yeah, I'll go. When is it?
The whole entire month. I can't do a Scottish accent. The whole month of
That's
August.
That's great.
The whole month of August.
Oh my God, I think I'm going to go in August for my cousin's birthday.
Well, I'm there. I'm at
Two
Fringe
Colombian Girls
Festival.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, cool. Signing off, 2008's Most Healthy.
There you go.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.